from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome to the program. It was Roland Hill, a preacher of a past day, who used to tell a story of a rich man and a poor man in his congregation. The rich man desired to do an act of benevolence, and so he sent a sum of money to a friend to be given to this poor man as he thought best. The friend just sent him £5 and said in the note, "This is yours, use it wisely. There is more to follow." And after a period of time, he sent another £5, and he said, "More to follow." Again and again he sent the money to the poor man, always with the same cheering words, "More to follow." And so it is with the wonderful grace of God. There's always more to follow. I trust that if you haven't as yet experienced the saving grace of God, that you will do so even today as we hear the Reverend Ivan Foster, Let the Bible Speak.
Good morning, everyone. It's my privilege once again to welcome you to our Bible study. We're turning to Mark's Gospel, the chapter 5. I want to read some verses. We'll overlap our last reading and take in some new verses this morning. Mark chapter 5, and it's the verse 8 is where we're going to begin. "And he," that is Christ, "said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there, nigh unto the mountains, a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea." We'll be coming to that in just a moment or two, but first let's have a little music, and I like this one. I've chosen it especially for our study today. It's the hymn, "I Sing the Mighty Power of God," and it's sung by the Sacred Music Singers of Greenville.
I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun.
Subject this morning is the strange incident with the herd of swine. Now, in this chapter 5 of the Gospel of Mark, we have considered how that this poor, demented man, possessed by many devils, pictures for us humanity in its unconverted, unregenerate state, in its natural state before God. You may resent me suggesting that that is your state before God, but while you may not see it, while you may not sense it, when you may not feel that that is your standing, let me assure you that's what God says. That's how God sees us. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, says the Word of God. We might not like to accept that. We might resent that being said about us. But I tell you this, men and women, most sincerely, that that is how we are seen before God. I repeat that verse that I've already quoted, Isaiah chapter 64, and the verse 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. As the withered autumn leaf is absolutely in the control of the wind, and is driven thus through the mud and the mire, so it is with poor, sinful mankind. We are under the dominance of our unclean and evil nature. And that's what man is like. The power of Satan is evident in his life. As I said in the very first studies, is evident in some people's lives much more than others, but is evident in all lives to some degree or other. But we also considered in the portion the marvelous knowledge that the devil possesses concerning Christ, more than man does. For this man, possessed of the devil, although he had never seen Christ before, for Christ had never been in that region, he nevertheless knew who he was. Isn't it sad to think of mankind to whom the gospel has been preached? It never was preached to a devil. But mankind has had the gospel preached to it now for generations, and yet men still are in the dark concerning God. They reject the knowledge of God. We come then, as I say, to this strange incident with the herd of swine, because we hear this man pleading with the Saviour. Verse 10, he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Now, these words remind us first and foremost of the absolute power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The devils couldn't do what they liked. They couldn't turn their back upon Christ and say, we will go where we wish, we will do what we like. No, they couldn't do that. They had to ask the Savior's permission. I say to you all listening to me today, bear in mind the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that in these evil days, when black is called white and white is called black, when truth has stood on its head and people fear as to what is going to be the consequences of such a departure from righteousness, let us bear in mind that the Lord Jesus Christ rules even over the devils. The second thing we should consider here is the devils desired that they might enter into the swine. And when the Savior gave them permission to do so, it says, immediately the swine ran down the steep side of the hill into the Sea of Galilee, and they were all choked in the sea, verse 13. It might well be asked, now why did the Savior permit the devils to so enter into the swine and drown the swine in that fashion? Well, I think there is a simple reason for it. The Lord Jesus Christ would have men know what is the nature of the devil. The Lord Jesus Christ would have men to understand what is the killer instinct that operates within this base spirit, who is the tempter of all men. Do not believe the lie of the devil. The outcome of all that the devil would tempt men to do would be their destruction, their ruin, their downfall. He is a murderer, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us in John chapter 8. He is a murderer from the beginning. It was he who provoked Cain to rise up against his brother Abel. And it is the murderous influences of the devil that has set man against man. The devil delights in the slaying of creatures. He delights in blood spilled in murder. And that is set forth here in this portion of God's word. And that is why the Savior allowed the devils to enter the herd of swine, and then, dominating the swine, caused them to rush down into the sea. What power the devil has when he takes control. What power he has against every natural instinct. You don't often see a pig going for a swim. When the devil comes in, he can move a creature to so act. And men act contrary to their well-being, contrary to what common sense would tell them, contrary to every instinct that you would think would operate within their breast. But when the devil's in, he overrules those instincts. That knowledge, that will for self-preservation, and he brings men down to utter ruin and to utter destruction. The wise counsel of the Lord Jesus prevailed here and brought about this incident. Oh, I trust that if there are any of you listening today, beware of yielding up your life and yielding up your heart to the dark temptations of the devil. But rather heed the word of God and come to Christ and say to him, King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Make Christ your King. We'll continue our study when next we meet together around the word of God and let the Bible speak. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.